Imagine this. A zebra spots a lion and sprints for its life. Heart racing, muscles pumping, the zebra escapes and minutes later returns to peaceful grazing. No ruminating about the close call, no lying awake worrying about tomorrow's predators. This stark contrast forms the foundation of stress physiology. While zebras only activate their stress response during actual physical emergencies, we humans have developed a remarkable ability to trigger the same physiological cascade through mere thoughts and worries. We activate our emergency systems for non-emergencies, mortgages, deadlines, relationship tensions, leaving them running indefinitely. Our sophisticated brains, capable of anticipating threats, have become our greatest vulnerability. This fundamental mismatch between our Stone Age bodies and modern psychological stressors explains why zebras don't get ulcers, but we do. When genuine danger strikes, your body orchestrates an impressive emergency response. Your brain's hypothalamus releases CRH, triggering a hormone cascade that mobilizes energy. Heart rate accelerates, blood rushes to muscles, senses sharpen, and pain perception dulls. Meanwhile, non-essential functions like digestion, growth, and reproduction temporarily pause. This response is perfectly designed for physical emergencies, sprinting from predators or fighting threats, where the crisis resolves quickly. But when this system activates for unresolvable psychological threats, chronic activation leads to energy depletion, cardiovascular damage, digestive disorders, growth inhibition, reproductive problems, immune suppression, and brain damage. The system designed to save your life begins destroying it. Interestingly, stress responses vary across individuals and situations. While males typically demonstrate fight or flight, females often exhibit a tend and befriend response involving oxytocin that promotes social bonding. Different stressors also produce distinct hormonal signatures based on psychological context. Your body responds differently to a work deadline than to relationship conflict. During stress, your cardiovascular system changes dramatically. Heart rate increases, blood pressure rises, and blood flow redirects to muscles while decreasing to non-essential areas like digestion and skin. This response is beneficial when physically fleeing danger, but harmful when you're merely sitting and worrying. Chronic stress creates a dangerous cycle. Elevated blood pressure forces small vessels to thicken, increasing resistance and further raising pressure. This damages the heart, causing left ventricular hypertrophy that increases risk of irregular heartbeat. Blood vessels become vulnerable at branch points, where tears allow inflammatory cells to form atherosclerotic plaque. Stress can kill with alarming speed. A shocking event can trigger cardiac arrest within moments, and strong emotions like anger double heart attack risk in the following 2 hours. During the 1991 Persian Gulf War, more Israelis died from sudden cardiac death during Scud missile attacks than from the missiles themselves. Surprisingly, extreme joy can be just as deadly as grief. The demands on a diseased heart remain dangerous, with your sympathetic nervous system affecting coronary arteries similarly during both rage and orgasm. When stress strikes, your body rapidly mobilizes energy reserves. Insulin decreases, fat cells release fatty acids, glycogen converts to glucose, and proteins break down to amino acids. While vital during physical challenges, chronic activation exhausts the body, like repeatedly withdrawing money with penalties. This persistent energy mobilization increases atherosclerosis risk, disrupts cholesterol balance, and promotes insulin resistance. For pre-diabetic individuals, stress can trigger diabetes, particularly concerning as adult-onset diabetes reaches epidemic proportions. Simultaneously, your digestive system shuts down. Saliva production stops, stomach acid decreases, and digestive organs lose up to 80% of blood flow. Even mild workplace anxiety triggers these responses multiple times daily. Stress affects eating in two ways. Immediate stress suppresses appetite through CRH release, while sustained cortisol stimulates cravings for high-calorie comfort foods. Research shows those with higher stress-induced cortisol are 75% more likely to overeat, particularly craving sugary foods. Most concerning is the self-reinforcing cycle. Consuming comfort foods reduces stress hormone production by 30%, creating a powerful dependency that's difficult to break. Stress powerfully inhibits growth and reproduction, two resource-intensive processes that make little evolutionary sense during emergencies. In severe cases, psychological abuse can cause stress dwarfism in children as growth hormone levels plummet despite adequate nutrition. Touch is crucial. Premature infants receiving just 45 minutes of daily touch grew 50% faster and left the hospital earlier than untouched infants. Reproductive function similarly suffers. Stress causes irregular menstrual cycles, erectile difficulties, and decreased sexual interest. While male fertility requires severely compromised testosterone to be affected, even minor stress can disrupt erections. In women, stress disrupts the entire hormonal cascade controlling reproduction, with social subordination in female monkeys suppressing estrogen as effectively as ovarectomy. Stress also compromises immunity by suppressing lymphocyte formation, inhibiting antibody production, disrupting immune cell communication, and dampening inflammation. Interestingly, stress initially enhances immunity during the first 30 minutes, but with prolonged activation, immunity drops below baseline. This explains why stressed individuals are 3 times more likely to develop colds when exposed to viruses, with prolonged social stressors creating the greatest risk. Revolutionary stress research revealed that psychological factors alone can trigger stress responses without physical stressors. Jay Weiss at Rockefeller University identified key variables that determine stress impact. Outlets for frustration reduce stress. Social support networks decrease responses. Predictability lessens damage, and most crucially, control, or even just the perception of control, powerfully modulates stress responses. Another critical factor is the perception of worsening conditions. In experiments, rats experiencing increasing electric shocks develop hypertension, while those experiencing decreasing shocks don't, despite identical total exposure. This principle appears in human contexts, too. Parents of children with cancer in remission show only moderate stress hormone increases, despite significant mortality risk, because the situation represents improvement from previous odds. When psychological variables conflict, their relative power determines the outcome. Your subjective experience often matters more than objective reality, explaining why identical stressors affect people differently and why changing your perception can genuinely change your physiological response. Despite stress's harmful effects, there's tremendous hope. Some individuals actually thrive under pressure. Gerontology research shows that while average health measures decline with age, the variability increases, with some elderly people improving on certain health metrics. Effective stress managers displace major worries onto less threatening concerns, practice selective denial during calmer periods, and find meaning in difficult circumstances. While some naturally excel at stress management, we can all improve. Exercise counters stress by improving cardiovascular health, boosting mood through endorphins, creating self-efficacy, and providing an outlet for the stress response. Regular meditation, 15 to 30 minutes daily, reduces stress hormones and sympathetic nervous system activation. Different coping styles suit different circumstances. Problem-solving approaches work better before challenges, while emotion-focused reframing helps after unavoidable negative outcomes. Developing cognitive flexibility to switch strategies when needed is essential. Remember the 80-20 rule. Most stress reduction comes from the first 20% of effort. The critical step is genuinely deciding to change because you're truly committed. Your body's stress response evolved to save your life, not ruin it. The zebra's wisdom isn't in never experiencing stress, it's in activating this remarkable system only when necessary, then returning to peaceful grazing when danger passes.